holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
For the first time ever, you can now buy a car directly on Amazon.
Ooh.
The only hiccup is that since it's Amazon, your car will be delivered in 4,000 separate packages.
I'll bet that might be the future of buying cars. I know Tesla started that. Some states outlawed it, which was awful. The idea of selling cars without a dealership. Do you need a dealership? Why?
No.
And so you on Tesla, you just go online, you pick what kind of car you want and everything like that, and it shows up at your house. And you got problems, you take it to a local place. So.
Yeah, just in case you're not familiar with it, the car dealers in various states, mostly blue states, but not entirely, bribed their legislatures that said, no, it's dangerous to let people just buy a car directly. You never know what'll happen. See, you better outlaw it. Here's $50,000 for your next campaign.
Yeah. Maybe you do need a dealership, I don't know, but the idea of outlawing is crazy. But so Amazon's selling cars now, there you go.
That is interesting. Huh, I'll have to look into that. So a couple of notes about the transition, foreign policy, that sort of thing. This is not of any great significance. It's funny, anytime I want to bring up the Biden administration, what they're doing, I feel like, I don't know, I'm railing against last year's teacher or something in school. It's in the past, it almost doesn't matter, except that, again... And trust me when I say this, because I have studied this my whole life, Joe Biden is still the president. He still has the powers of the presidency. And they've been walking around crowing about the fall of the Assad regime, talking about, well, Biden put out a statement the other day. Well, his people did. He's mumbling into his jello right now. But our approach
mumbling
has shifted
into his jello.
Come on.
Our approach has shifted the balance of power in the Middle East through this combination of support for our partners, sanctions and diplomacy, and targeted military force when necessary. We now see new opportunities opening for the people of Syria and the entire regime. Yeah, just like they drew it up, writes the editorial board at the Wall Street Journal. And Jake Sullivan talking about our unflagging support for our allies in the region. How unflagging? They point out that Israel, all of Israel's success in defeating Hamas and Hezbollah and now knocking Iran seriously onto its heels and Assad's hostile regime falling, all of it was directly because Israel ignored the Biden administration.
Absolutely. I was just in the Bob Woodward book Wars. I went through the part where I forget which leader it was Israel assassinated. Remember, they assassinated one of those high-level Hamas dudes in Tehran. And yeah. Biden went ape-ass on the phone with Netanyahu, according to Woodward's book, screaming at him, "You effing a-hole! You effing a-hole! Do you know what you've done?" So that's the unwavering support? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they listed off, Mr. Biden worked hard, even blocking weapons to stop Israel from taking the fight to Hezbollah. Even after 11 months of Hezbollah attacks, Biden argued that Israeli self-defense would risk escalating into a regional war. He pushed a ceasefire that would have left Hezbollah at the height of its powers. Biden officials were furious, Jack, when Israel instead blew up Hezbollah's pagers and took out its leader, Hassan Nasrallah. But now they congratulate themselves for a policy that, in Biden's words, quote, made it impossible for Iran and Hezbollah to continue to prop up the Assad regime. Wow. That's beyond revisionist history. I mean, that's just writing a novel.
Right.
It's just fiction.
Right.
Here's a headline for you. Days after Trump's victory, Biden-Harris administration granted Iran $10 billion in sanctions relief, according to a congressional committee. You know what's interesting about all this and intriguing, and I'm waiting to see how it plays out? Tulsi Gabbard was staunchly, vehemently against virtually every policy of Trump's first term, including those that worked out beautifully, that were bold, brilliant, decisive. He's praised practically universally for them. She is Bernie Sanders on defense. And again, was harshly critical of Trump.
And praised Assad a lot and went and met with him. And John Bolton, Trump's national security advisor for a while, John Bolton on TV the other day said, they're going to get into the archives there in Syria, and we may find out that Tulsi Gabbard was on the payroll.
Well,
that's a heck of a thing to say from another, you know, cabinet member of Trump's.
Yeah, Bolton's a bit of a bomb chucker, both literally and figuratively. I'll be curious to see that. But the other thing about Tulsi is she is one of the Kremlin's most effective spokespeople. She is way, way cooperative. She's a star of Russian TV. They run clips of her all the time. State-run TV.
I also know a lot of you MAGA people love her. I read social media. She's beloved by a lot of people.
I am aware of that as well, and that's why I think it's going to be so interesting to see play out. How do they square that circle, as they say, rectify those conflicts? Is Trump even aware of them? Is it just because she switched sides and kissed his butt? Why do you choose somebody? I don't know. It strikes me as a very, very odd choice, but we'll just have to see. And this final note on the question of transition, foreign policy and stuff, this is also from the Journal, but the headline is, Biden is ceding presidential influence to Trump, and some Democrats are furious. And they're talking about how, and this was kind of the basis of my joke, that Biden is still a president, and I do have to keep reminding myself of that in a way, because Trump is... He's in France. He's meeting with Macron. He's got the world leaders, well, Trudeau, flying to Mar-a-Lago to beg him for, you know, his kindness and mercy.
Well, National Review said he's the most powerful president-elect in modern history. Without a doubt, he is.
Oh, yeah. Clearly true. He is pulling many, many strings of foreign policy. He's already dictating trade and immigration policy, has moved rapidly to remake the U.S. government. You know, all that ridiculous talk about on day one, I'm going to do this on day one. And no, on day one, you're going to go to the inauguration. You're going to swear an oath on a Bible. You're probably going to have dinner. Right. You're going to dance a bit because you got to. That's what you're going to do on day one. Well, Trump appears to be, really getting his troops in order. Some of his troops are odd choices, again, in my opinion. But he's absolutely taken the lame duck by its scrawny neck and tossed it aside.
Right. Well, the political article that I never got to that came out over the weekend where even Democrats, unnamed sources in the White House, feel like Joe Biden's not the president anymore. They're even like, we're over it. So that's partially because he's so out of it.
Now, he has to evolve our institution.
Uh-huh.
Well, and I think it's yet another proof of how just stupidiculous the whole, he's Hitler, we'll never have another election talk was. I hope the young people of America see this and grok it. They figure it out. They won't, a lot of them. But dudes and dudettes, do you see how willing they are to say wild-eyed, crazy stuff that they don't mean even a little bit? Just file that away for the next election, please. This is one of the lamest of lame ducks we've seen with the Democratic administration. A massive missed opportunity, said a far-left progressive yahoo who I would hate.
Well, we've got to hope is that nothing giant awful happens. So yesterday, the breaking news we had while we were on the air, Taiwan announcing that China had their biggest military exercise going on in decades right off their shore, and that, you know, an exercise can turn into an invasion in a moment, and who's going to be in charge of making decisions on that if we have to decide, are we coming to Taiwan's aid or not?
Jake Sullivan's half drunk. Anthony Blinken's on a beach in Hawaii. Probably they're like, wait, what? They did what? Well, what? Have Trump deal with it.
I don't know if they're saying that.
I wonder. Hey, I tell you, perfect gift. This is a complete transition here to our friends and sponsors at Omaha Steaks. If you have somebody on your list that you love, your Christmas list, and they don't need stuff, and trying to figure out what stuff to give them is impossible, get them Omaha Steaks, one of their fabulous packages, especially right now, 50% off site-wide at Omaha Steaks, plus another $30 off with the promo code Armstrong.
Henry's birthday is 2 days before Christmas. We just decided last night we're doing Omaha Steaks and burgers. He said he wanted the burgers for his big birthday party. The Omaha Steak burgers are fantastic, and a bunch of their stuff, the potatoes, the apple tartlets. You can save on unforgettable gifts with 50% off site-wide at Omaha Steaks right now, plus score an extra $30 off with the promo code Armstrong.
And I do not joke about steaks, friends, and these steaks are so good. I've actually become a filet guy because of Omaha Steaks. I always ordered other cuts at restaurants and stuff, but their filets are so good, now I'm a filet guy. Anyway, go to omahasteaks.com. They have affordable packages or big elaborate ones, whatever you want, 50% off site-wide, plus that extra $30 for using the code Armstrong. That's omahasteaks.com. Bon appetit, friends.
God, the eating season is so off to a rough start for me. At my home, I have currently 3 pies and a giant cheesecake.
What?
And I'm really bad at, like, throwing stuff out. How do you throw out a great homemade dessert? You can't. You got to eat the whole thing.
Oh, no, that's sinful.
Well, right. Or give it to someone, but I don't know. Then I got to interact with
you. But you don't know
human.
What? Human garbage disposal? Give it to somebody. They're beautiful pies. You can't eat all of that. Come on now.
Yeah. Somebody texted me the other day as complaining about my situation, which is not much to complain about. And they said, look forward to watching you on my 600-pound life.
Yeah. I was just going to say, is the scale had a talk with you?
Yes, Katie.
Well, I was thinking if you're having trouble figuring out where to take it, just bring it to work.
I could. I might. I actually, I think I'm going to offload at least one pie tomorrow at work.
That's such only a you problem. I have too many pies. What to do?
That is, you're quite right, Katie. That is the first time I have ever heard that in my several decades on Earth. You know my problem. I have too many pies.
Well, you know what it is? I've made it so clear to others what would be an easy gift to get me that I would appreciate.
Oh,
I think that's
right.
What it is, because I talk about pie. I have a t-shirt I wear that says I love pie. I mean, I'm pretty transparent about this. And yes, the scale has talked to me. I'm at a record high. What a shock. I wonder if I could connect the dots. I need to do the research and connect the dots.
Moving up.
On if eating pie and cheesecake every day now for a week has anything to do with I'm at the highest weight I've been in a couple of years.
I wouldn't leap to any conclusions. Of course, if I were you, I wouldn't be able to leap to anything, huh? Am I wrong?
What?
You know, I get you, though. Katie, back when the Dead Flowers used to play our crazy rock and roll shows, everybody knew I really liked Tanqueray and Tonics. And so, like, 2 songs into the show, there'd be half a dozen Tanqueray and Tonics on the edge of the stage in front of me. And I felt like, you know, it'd be rude to start to drink them. So
exactly.
I'd have to fight being incoherent by the end of the thing.
It's
turning them down.
That's what I keep thinking to myself if I eat another piece of pie. I'm being polite. I'm being a good person. Some of the continuing efforts to make a folk hero out of this murderous scumbag are absolutely amazing. In another situation, the guy who got choked to death by Daniel Penny, making a folk hero out of this dude. What the hell is this? Among other things, we'll get to this hour. I hope you can stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Well,
When they say free, they really mean check the fine print. They say free iPhone, but only if you trade in your $1,000 phone, pay $100 a month for unlimited data, and also a $35 activation fee. Now, Pure Talk, they have a better option. You'll get a brand new iPhone 14 with unlimited talk, text, 15 gigabytes of data, mobile hotspot for just $50 a month. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Pure Talk.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Definitely know who wins Time's Sexiest Alleged Murderer of the Year. That would go to the suspect in the shooting of the CEO of United Healthcare, who's become the hottest cold-blooded killer in America. I'm not sure what this says about us, but ever since these photos of him came out from his holding cell, from his mugshot, someone found his abs somewhere online. Ryan Murphy right now is flying to Netflix headquarters in a jetpack. So many women and so many men are going nuts over how good-looking this killer is. And there's a huge wave of horny washing over us right now. It's like when one of the guys you work with says, I had a dream about you last night. When it's the FedEx guy with the big muscles and the rolled up sleeves, you're like, oh. But if it's the bald IT guy wearing Crocs with black socks, you're on the phone with HR. It's
that's true. That's actually factually
yes.
true.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole the killer's hot thing is, well, it's weird, but. Who did originally put out, like, the first picture I saw of the guy was him shirtless on vacation, ripped like he's Wolverine.
Yeah, yeah.
Weird.
Well, that's the sort of picture you post online. That's what people got access to.
Right. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that later. We're close to Christmas, 2 weeks away. We can't make any guarantees, but this is definitely the last day you could possibly order something from ArmstrongandGetty.com and get it in time for Christmas. So jump on the website whether you want. My son really
the powers
wants
that be feel like yes, you could get it. You can get it in time.
My son really wants some Armstrong and Getty underwear. For some reason, he finds it hilarious to have my name on his buttocks or crotch.
Wow! 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 We all know what underwear is. Oh, hey, by the way, you imagine it, we will it into existence. Brilliant idea from one of our beloved listeners for a Californians Against Calunicornia t-shirt. It now exists at ArmstrongGetty.com or the high-end Adidas hoodie, very popular.
Daniel Penny, a free man, did his first interview yesterday talking about how it unfolded and what it felt like and choking a guy to death and the whole thing, so we got that coming up, and then some of the efforts to make a hero out of the guy who got choked to death. So stay tuned for that. Caitlin Clark was named Athlete of the Year by Time Magazine. If you're old, you think that means something, perhaps. If you're younger than 50, you'd say, what is Time Magazine?
What is a magazine at all?
What's a magazine?
What is this, olden days?
I know. I like when they put out online the picture of the cover of magazines for people to try to imply that the magazine is, like, still showing up in people's mailboxes and people are putting on their coffee table to read later this week. I don't know. It's a weird game we play. I wonder how long this lasts. We got to be on the tail end of this, I would think. But, of course, Caitlin Clark is the Athlete of the Year. Who else would be? She's the dominant story of the year. But the most Googled Athlete of the Year, and I don't remember what her name is. I don't even want to look at my phone to figure it out, was the dude that trounced all the women in Olympic boxing. That was the most Googled female athlete of the year. Female, yeah. Using my finger quotes, yeah. Athlete of the year. As people say, what? There's a guy, the trans woman guy beating up women? Yep, in the Olympics. So that was a good story.
Yes, that's right. The Olympics bringing the nations of the world together to watch a man punch a woman in the face over and over again. Very exciting. But it's okay because he says, I'm a woman. He actually is one of those people with the rare, internal testes and or whatever the situation is, a fairly rare syndrome that makes you, you know, kind of hermaphroditic.
We're going to put in after we do our 4-hour radio show, we do a podcast called One More Thing that you don't hear on the radio, and you should subscribe and check it out and everything like that.
It's too much work. It's too much. I'm being held against my will. Help.
But today, Pornhub put out their list of the most searched terms of the year, and it's actually pretty interesting and not just in a, you know, high school locker room sort of way.
I made a cringy face. I'm not sure I'm comfortable enough to uncringe yet.
I promise it's kind of interesting, but it'll also be somewhat tawdry. So that's where we will put it in the One More Thing podcast.
Oh, not safe for work, friends. Raw content.
Al Sharpton's one of the worst human beings on earth, standing up for the victim, finger quotes of Daniel Penny. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over.
Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington's spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs for my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word HEDGE to 989898. Don't wait. Text HEDGE to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Navy Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m. Perfect for families with early bedtimes. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, you know, I noticed him at first when he came on, you know, and as soon as the doors closed, he was carrying a jacket, and he whipped the jacket down. I was standing, and it landed on the feet of the passenger sitting down next to me. The zipper made a very audible noise. At that point, the train car went completely silent, and he starts demanding things. He's demanded three different things, you know, certain types of food, certain types of drinks, and that he was willing to go to jail forever if he didn't get these things. And then it kind of escalated. He was saying, you repeated, I was going to go to jail for life. I'm willing to hurt people. I'm willing to kill people. I'm going to kill people.
Yeah, so you're in a subway car, and a guy gets on looking crazy, yelling he's willing to hurt people, he's willing to kill people to get what he wants. Don't unnerve me. That's Daniel Penny, obviously, if you've been following that case at all, who was acquitted this week and is a free man now after he had decided to subdue this dude, put him in a chokehold, guy dies, and that's how it became such a national story, and he was being charged with... What was the worst charge he had before it was dropped?
Oh, I can't remember.
It was bad, reckless, though. He was gonna go to jail for a long time if he was found guilty. Let's hear a little more from the Daniel Penny interview before we roll on.
He was just threatening to kill people. Mm-hmm. He was threatening to go to jail forever, go to jail for the rest of his life. And now where I'm on the ground with him, I'm on my back in a very vulnerable position. If I just would have let go, now he turns.
Why is that a vulnerable position?
Well, if I just let him go, I'm on my back now. He can just turn around and start doing what he said to me. So
killing,
hurting.
Yeah. So you get a hold of him, you're on the ground. You let him go, he's gonna kick you in the head or punch you in the face or who knows what. You don't know if he's got a knife or a gun.
He's literally on top of you, Judge.
Yeah. I assume she was asking that question just to spell it out for her viewers.
Sure. But, right. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm gonna try to not make this like super dumbed down talk radio thingy, because this is a complex issue. We talked already about the fact Elon Musk tweeted out yesterday a link to a San Francisco Chronicle article about homeless housing and basically what a disaster the homeless housing thing is in San Francisco, and I'm sure it's the same in New York and everywhere else, where they live in squalor, they fight and kill each other, they die of drug overdoses, they get evicted for failure to follow the rules, they threaten and abuse staff, nobody's being like rehabbed or housed or taken off the streets. And Elon Musk said, in most cases, the word homeless is a lie. It's usually a propaganda word for violent drug addicts with severe mental illness. Well, we'll get to the life of Mr. Neely here in just a second, who was all those things that Elon Musk just described. But some of the people who are very unhappy with the Penny verdict from yesterday, the New York version of the Civil Liberties Union. This case will forever be a symbol of New York's failure to adequately care for people with mental health needs and those experiencing homelessness. Okay. They said Jordan Neely deserved basic human rights, a safe place to live, enough to eat, and access to mental health care. He should still be alive today. We could go off on that topic of do all human beings deserve basic a place to live, enough to eat, and access to health care, or do you need to figure out a way to provide that in your life? But
and I'm pretty sure it was a community note. Do you have the community note to that statement on Twitter? Somebody tweeted it out and commented after Neely punched an elderly woman.
Well, we're
going to
go through that whole
face.
Thing. Yeah, we're going through that whole timeline.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
Al Sharpton,
he had all of those things. Is the point? He was given all of those things.
Yeah, even after you get past my question of, does everybody deserve that provided by the taxpayer? Everyone? Some place to live, something to eat, and health care. Okay. Reverend Al Sharpton yesterday. Jordan, I didn't know you. I know your aunt, and I've talked to your daddy. And one thing I promise is in your name, we're going to change how they deal with homelessness. In your name, we're going to change how they deal with the mentally ill. And now, and then that started a movement toward raising money for all kinds of different things. Scholarships, a statue, a new rehab facility, a new homeless center. All of that will raise lots of money and nothing will be accomplished. And I'm not just being cynical here. I know because I've seen this happen before. You can easily get, in an afternoon, $100,000 to show up to put up a statue. Somebody puts up a $15,000 statue, and $85,000 just disappears someplace. Same thing with the scholarship, same thing with a bunch of other stuff.
Right. Well, and there's no question that we need to do a better job of dealing with the mentally ill, but, you know, this is a classic example of the something needs to happen. This is something, so therefore this needs to happen. No. Bring me your solutions. Let's talk about them.
And again, I'm trying to make this, realize this is, recognize this is a complex issue. What do you do with mentally ill people? What do you do with drug addicts? Well, let's go through Mr. Neely's life. Mr. Neely racked up more than 36 arrests in his life before he was choked to death. Many were of the sort that people living on the street often accrue while homeless, like turnstile jumping or trespassing. But at least 4 were on charges of punching people, 2 of them in the subway system. We'll get to that later. Outreach workers noted that Mr. Neely heavily used K2, the powerful, unpredictable synthetic marijuana, which, by the way, when you're on it, will make you do horrible things, but will ruin your brain, and there ain't no fixing that. And what do we do with those people? Back to that. We'll get to that again later. In June of 2019, an outreach worker noticed that Mr. Neely had lost considerable weight and was sleeping upright. Around that time, he was reported to have banged on a booth agent's door and threatened to kill her, according to the worker's notes. Then he was gone. At some point, Mr. Neely became a client of an intensive mobile treatment team, one of the squads of mental health clinicians who minister to people in the streets and shelters. I have a relative who actually does that kind of work. In March of 2020, the team had Mr. Neely taken to Bellevue Hospital, where he was kept for a week, according to homeless outreach records. It was not clear what contact the team had with him after that. This gets to Joe's point that he did get that care that ACLU and CLU was claiming he deserved. Yeah, okay. He deserved it and he got it. In November of 2021, Mr. Neely's aggression seemed to peak when he punched a 67-year-old woman in the street on the Lower East Side, the police said. The woman suffered several facial injuries, including a broken nose, according to court documents. Obviously, it's just luck that she didn't die. He was charged with assault and awaiting the resolution of his case. Spent 15 months in jail, the police said, though his family said the stint was shorter. He pleaded guilty on February 9th of this year in a carefully planned strategy between the city and his lawyers to allow him to get treatment and stay out of prison. Treatment for your drug addiction. Do you know what the goal is today? The judge said. Yes, Mr. Neely replied. What is the goal? To make it physically and mentally to the program. He was to go from court to live at a treatment facility in the Bronx and stay clean for 15 months. In return, his felony conviction would be reduced. I don't know that that's what we need to do as a society, but anyway. He promised to take his medication and to avoid drugs and not to leave the facility without permission. This is a wonderful opportunity to turn things around, and we're glad to give it to you, the prosecutor said. Thank you so much, Mr. Neely replied. 13 days later, he abandoned the facility. The judge issued a warrant for his arrest. He goes on to do a variety of other minor things and shows up on the subway screaming and yelling that he's going to kill people if he doesn't get what he wants. He gets in a chokehold and he's dead.
Right.
So, to Elon Musk's point, the word homeless is a lie most of the time. You got a drug addict here. Maybe whose brain doesn't work because of their drug use. Are we going to address this or not? What would it take to get the country, the states, the cities, to talk about it like it what it really is?
Educating Mr. and Mrs. resident of whatever state you want to talk about so they understand this. But I think the way you cut through the misinformation about this is to take the profit out of it. There are billions and billions of dollars being given. People always talk about it being spent, which is true, but it's being spent on something and someone is getting it. The people who are getting billions of dollars to deal with the quote-unquote homeless problem don't want to give that up. And they are frequently the cronies of the powerful. You combine those people with the well-meaning but soft-headed that have caused so many problems in our society, and you've got to take the profit out of it.
I don't
want to. Because then you got to deal with the reality.
Well, the reality is tough, because even if we are going to today as a country decide, okay, no more calling it homeless, let's call it a drug addiction problem, now what? I don't know the answer. And I think I know more than the average person knows about addiction and rehabs and all that sort of stuff, and they don't work very often, in the best of cases.
Yeah, yeah. As a lover of liberty, I have had my mind changed on this topic in a significant way.
Can't wait to hear that. I assume you're implying after this.
After this, yeah, as I reach awkwardly for my...
Hey, Joe Burrow, quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, who won on Monday night whilst his home was being broken into. And his girlfriend or whoever was living there had to call the police. If you'd have had this Simply Safe Active Guard outdoor protection, they would have seen this happening before the people got in, and it would have been a much better situation.
Yeah, NFL teams, get this for all your stars. Simply Safe Home Security with the Active Guard outdoor protection. It's amazing. The agents see the evildoer in real time. They can talk to them, set off your spotlights, call the cops before the break-in. And listen to this. This is crazy. There are no long-term contracts, there's no cancellation fee, and it's around $1 a day for all this protection.
Yeah, and you can set it up yourself. I did. I set it up on my old house, then I moved to a new, bigger house, ordered some more sensors and cameras and stuff like that. Easy to do, set it up. You don't have to set it up yourself. They got people that will help you.
Just go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. 50% off any new system with select professional monitoring plan. simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Before you get to your solution, I think this is true. Al Sharpton is a charlatan. He absolutely knows. I get people worked up. They donate money to various things. I end up on the board or something, get a check, or get to fly around and stay at a hotel and eat meals, whatever. He's a charlatan. But I think, like, the ACLU version in New York, whatever, I think they actually believe that it's a homeless problem and we're not doing enough to help homeless drug addicts, I think. How they ignore the fact... The guy was in how many different facilities and offered how many... Why would society say that if you go to this rehab for a month, we'll forget the fact that you almost killed an old woman? I'm not sure society should say that to start with, but it doesn't work anyway.
Yeah, and he got food and housing and services over and over again. What was I going to say? Oh, Al Sharpton's precisely what he's always been. He's a race hustler and a scammer. And a black man.
And Morning Joe has him on almost every single morning and takes him completely seriously on MSNBC.
Oh, that's what I wanted to point out. The ACLU people, that they're hardcore Marxists. And I used to be a quote-unquote card-carrying member of the ACLU because I'm a First Amendment freak. But that was back in the day. But like the Southern Poverty Law Center and the NAACP, they've turned into hard-left neo-Marxist organizations. They've evolved. It's a different beast than it used to be. But anyway, oh, my gosh, look at the time. As a lover of liberty...
Should we come back and allow time for this? We got two hours and 15 more minutes. We should not rush through these things. These are important details.
Yeah, I hate to rush our way through important stuff that's nuanced.
And I'll give a short version of why I get so worked up about this topic. Because of what the police said to me when I was in this situation. Oh, makes me so freaking angry. Got all that on the way.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Light. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtime. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
So thank God Daniel Penny was acquitted. It still may be damaging to society to know that you could even be arrested and have to go through that. When I was standing between a crazed, violent, drug addict street person who was screaming at my small children, who at the time were 5 and 7, I'm going to effing rape them, I'm going to effing murder them, I'm going to kill them, I'm going to bury them, I'm going to blah, 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 screaming at me, screaming at them. And I'm standing between him and there, and he's like 2 feet from me. In retrospect, I think I probably should have put my hands on the guy. Luckily, it turned out the way he did, but it's just his mercurial, drug-crazed mind that when after what seemed like an hour of this, it might have been 3 minutes, some guy started walking across the parking lot, and he realized there's not only one dude here, but about to be two dudes. He started to walk away. Then he said, F you, I'm going to kill you. He reached in his jacket. I thought, crap, I'm going to die. He's got a gun. And then he walked off. Turned out he didn't have a gun. I don't know. If somebody's screaming, I'm going to effing kill your kids, I suppose you can put your hands on them at that point. I don't know. Not in the town I live, I don't know. But anyway, I called the police. The first thing the cops say to me when I describe what's happening and everything like that was, and I said, I got to deal with this. You know, my kids are crying and blah, blah, blah. He said, the real problem is that we don't have facilities for these people to be in. First thing that freaking cop said to me.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, I complained about that on the air the next day, and I think that's the why I got the reaction I did out of the prosecutor and the police department. I think I got special treatment from being a media guy who embarrassed them on the air, or that I wouldn't have gotten that.
A repeatedly violent drug addict. The real tragedy is that he can't get help.
First thing the guy said to me, how offensive is that?
Yeah.
So is that your actual belief about the world? Oh, my God.
Yeah, people are completely delusional about reality. They cannot accept reality. I've said this many times. The real divide in American politics is those people who are adults who understand reality and understand sometimes you have to do stuff that's sad or makes your heart hurt. And you'd rather not, but you have to as a society. Some people can deal with that, and some people cannot. And they are generally progressives who are wantonly cruel when they need to be, which is a bit of a paradox. But what I was about to say about the drug thing is, and, you know, as a small L libertarian, I always want to opt to the side of more liberty. But there are absolute perfect parallels between, like, some way out there libertarians who believe we ought to have open borders, free flow of labor. But they always say at their little meetings where, you know, they concoct their ridiculous plans, but we need to completely eliminate the welfare state. And there you've come and you work, and if you don't work, you don't get anything, and then it will work. Well, that's utterly, completely, laughably unrealistic. There is no way you are going to get the people in the government of the United States to completely dismantle the welfare state. Stop it. You might as well talk about pigs flying in formation like the Blue Angels. So with the drug thing, and it's been interesting to watch it play out, particularly in Oregon, where they decriminalized possession use of hard drugs, and ask the people of Oregon how that went. It's been a miserable, miserable failure, and they rescinded that law and are now back to, at least to some extent, cracking down on possession and use. I was swayed at one time in my life by the great libertarian saying that drugs will ruin your life. Therefore, if we catch you with drugs, we're going to ruin your life. And I thought that was very clever, and it is, actually. But here's the problem, and there's a parallel with the immigration thing, in that if you say to me in society, yes, you can use and possess hard drugs if you like, but if you violate any of the rules and laws of man or God, you are going to suffer the full consequences of it. We're not going to let you say, but I was on drugs. If you ruin your mind, you're not allowed to say, I'm sorry, I'm crazy. No, you have made the decision to use hard drugs. That road led very quickly and directly toward the horrendous thing you did. You will feel the full weight of the law.
As opposed to this guy that got choked to death by Daniel Penny, who had punched an old woman in the face, could have killed her, and they were going to let that slide if he did the drug treatment thing.
Over and over again. Yeah, yeah. And it's well-meaning, that sort of program. And if you want to have a one strike, you're out system, I'm willing to consider that. But the problem is, like the immigration thing, there is no urge, there's no will that I've observed to do the second half of the equation. We're going to legalize hard drugs, decriminalize them. But if you cross the line, you're going to feel the full weight of the law. Americans don't seem, at least a large percentage of the electorate, doesn't seem willing to do that. It strikes them as too mean or too cruel. And so you get the worst of both ends. You have all these people destroying their lives with addiction and screwing up cities and towns and hurting people and claiming more victims. Oh, and then the other end of this is that I think we do people a real favor by making it as difficult and miserable as possible to be a drug addict. Otherwise, society becomes the enabler.
Oh, absolutely.
Society becomes the boyfriend or girlfriend that keeps giving them money and covering up for their crimes and the rest of it.
No, we're the parents that let your drug-addicted kid live in the basement and let him have a car and a phone.
And bail him out time and time again. It's just a simple reality. It's unfortunate and it feels mean, but, yeah, it's inescapably true. You've got to make it miserable for people to become drug addicts. You know what you get? Fewer drug addicts.
Well, one thing is certain. What we're doing currently is not working.
Miserable failure.
If you missed an hour of the show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey,
there, construction pros. Need to find, bid, and win more work? Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, Construct Connect can help. Our software offers 1.4 million active project leads in over 400 markets across the U.S. and Canada. With daily alerts, industry insights, and accurate takeoffs, you can make better decisions faster. Visit ConstructConnect.com/radio today. Again, that's ConstructConnect.com/radio. Construct Connect. Construction starts here.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.